This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about a worship leader sparking revival from coast to coast. That story right after this short message.
This is Stephen Strang, and I just want to call attention to the two books I've written recently called God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, which came out in January, and then the sequel, which came out in early May, called God, Trump, and COVID-19, which kind of picks up where the first one led off. I wrote both of them to try to inspire Christians and motivate them to get involved because the issues are so important in this election. And I try to make the case, I hope I do make the case, that this is the most important election of our lives. I talk about it from a spiritual perspective. I talk about the prophetic. I talk about what God's word says on these different issues. I quote a lot of Christian leaders on what they say. I kind of give them a platform. Both books are very well researched. God, Trump, and the 2020 Election has extensive footnotes, really, as both of them do. And it's my way to try to make the argument that Christians have to get involved, that God has raised up Donald Trump for such a time as this, that he really is like the media portrays him, and he's been a very strong supporter of Christian principles. So you can get these books really wherever books are sold, certainly online on christianbooks.com or amazon.com or barnesandnoble.com, as well as on my own website, which is stevestrangbooks.com, where you can get a bundle or you can get a special price for multiple copies, and also all the copies on my own website, stevestrangbooks.com, are autographed by the author. A lot of people like that, so I went ahead and did it as just a blessing and also maybe a little incentive to buy there. But really, wherever you get the book is fine. My purpose is to get out the word, and I need your help to help me get out the word for this very important election. God bless you.
As riots are making the headlines on a daily basis, Sean Foyt and his team are actively trying to turn riots into revivals. Former California congressional candidate and worship leader Sean Foyt has been active in the political and societal arenas, even though he is no longer running for public office this term. He's been taking the weapon of worship boldly to the enemy's territory. Since the riots first broke out in violent protest over the death of George Floyd, Sean and his team have gone to those cities and even those spots to lead revival services right there, filled with worship, prayer, salvation, and even baptisms. They have been to Minneapolis, Portland, Seattle, and other places where the forces of darkness have tried to take control. The Riots to Revival movement isn't waiting to follow up after a riot. They are preemptively seeding revival too. Although most of the Riots to Revival sessions have been focused on the West Coast, during the last weekend of August, Foyt and his team headed to the East Coast to gather revivalists in New Jersey, New York, and Boston. The weekend began on a rainy Friday night in Lincoln Park, New Jersey. Foyt said, "We feel like this rain delay is only making us even more hungry and more passionate. This is the stuff worship dreams are made of." An attendee brought a sign with them that read, "Worship is warfare." Saturday, the revival team met at Washington Square Park in Manhattan, New York. Baptisms even took place in the fountain in the middle of the park. People were responding to the gospel and giving their lives to Christ, and others were rededicating their lives to the Lord. Dr. Charles Karuku of the International Outreach Church and ministry partner with Riots to Revival said that, "We had people getting born again. We kept on baptizing people. We baptized an entire family of five. It was awesome. They all gave their lives to Christ, and they all came to be baptized." Dr. Karuku, who was in Kenosha, Wisconsin earlier in the week, said about revival that, "A revival is when God begins to tug on the hearts of people and call them back to repentance. When God begins to be the first love of his people, that is the spark of love in their hearts. It is the revival of their hearts." Sunday, the revivalists headed to Massachusetts and gathered in the Boston Commons. Local church leader Dr. Robert Miranda said about the gathering of hundreds of people that, "It's hard to believe that we are in Boston right now. I've been pastoring in Boston for 34 years, and I've had a front row seat to how the weather and temperature, spiritually, has been going up and up in New England. I think God still has things to do in this city. Let's not overestimate the prophetic power of these acts. These are prophetic times that require prophetic acts from the people of God. It is necessary to be here to break through the darkness. The holy noise we are making strikes fear in the enemy. The following Labor Day weekend, Riots to Revival was back on the West Coast leading worship with 12,000 people outside of the California State Capitol. Sean Foyt declared that, "This is not the season for timid worship. This is the season for wild adoration to Jesus." Even if the Riots to Revival team doesn't make it to your city, you can still be a part of this powerful revival movement. We must humble ourselves, pray, and turn from our wicked ways. Then God will hear from heaven, and He will restore our land. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.